Hey everybody, it's J. Keith Van Stratton.
And Helen Hong.
And we're the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, a celebrity comedy trivia game show right here on Maximum Fun. And we're here to welcome you to
the Max Fun Drive Kickoff Spectacular!
You can tell we rehearsed that. Hey, this is the most wonderful and important time of year for Max Fun. And to get it kicked off, we've invited tons of your favorite Max Fun hosts from across the network to join in this special show.
If you listen to a lot of Max Fun shows, you may have noticed versions of this kickoff episode posted across multiple feeds that you're subscribed to.
That's because this is an event that cannot be contained to just one episode or just one podcast feed. There are actually six total versions of this kickoff. So make sure to look at the title of this show so you know that it's one of the versions you haven't already heard. Or listen to all of them again. They're great. You're going to hear the same questions in each episode, but the answers can be very different.
Go to MaximumFun.org for the full show with trivia and fun involving dozens of hosts from across the network.
Now, before we get to the rest of the show, the Max Fun Drive is all about supporting the podcast that you love. And how do they show that support, Helen?
By becoming a Max Fun member. Each and every podcast here is sustained by listeners who give a monthly contribution.
You can go to MaximumFun.org/join, put in your payment information, and select the shows that you listen to. For as little as $5 a month, you can have a direct hand in making sure your favorite shows can continue.
Or by upgrading or boosting your membership for as little as $1 more per month.
It really is that simple. The shows that you love can only continue with the support of their listeners. Helen, while they do that, who are we talking to for this kickoff spectacular?
I will let them introduce themselves and the podcasts that they host on our network.
I'm Dan McCoy. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a co-host of The Flophouse.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bent. I'm in Los Angeles, California, and I'm a host of the show Eurovangelists.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. I'm currently in Sunnyvale, California, but I'm based in Los Angeles, California, and the podcast is The Jackie and Laurie Show. I'm the co-host.
John Moe in St. Paul, Minnesota, host of Depression Mode with John Moe and Sleeping with Celebrities.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in six words or less.
On The Flophouse, we talk about movies that were critical or commercial flops, or sometimes just things we wanted to talk about. We try not to be mean about it, though.
And in six words or less?
Three friends talk about bad movies.
Great. And Jeremy?
Eurovangelists is a show where we try to get people into the Eurovision Song Contest, the longest-running music competition, and I would dare say most important music competition in the world.
And Jackie, tell us what the Jackie and Laurie show is.
The Jackie and Laurie Show is two stand-up comics talking about stand-up comedy. We celebrate a show about getting stage time.
Terrific. And John?
Six words for Depression Mode: open conversations, mental health, jokes included.
Fantastic.
For Sleeping with Celebrities, sleep-inducing celebrity talks night-night.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word Max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Jackie?
HBO Max.
John?
Cinemax.
Jeremy?
I'm going to say IMAX 70mm.
And Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say IMAX, but I'll say OmniMax to make it different.
Well, you certainly made it different. Helen, what is the correct answer?
IMAX.
IMAX, yes. With that tune. Next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Jackie?
Max Headroom.
John?
CarMax.
Jeremy?
I believe it is CarMax.
And Dan?
I concur on CarMax.
Helen, do you concur?
I concur. It is CarMax, but I want to give a quarter point to Jackie for max headroom.
I'm going to try to get them all incorrect. Ah. But still, don't forget to join or upgrade.
All right, next question. What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Jackie?
Grody to the max?
Jeremy?
I like grody to the max, but I will also say barf me out.
John?
Gag me with the max amount of spoons.
And Dan?
Yeah, I was hearing grody to the max in my head.
Helen, what is the answer?
It's like grody to the max.
I don't know why I know that.
Killed it.
Next question. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Jackie?
Max Headroom.
It's got to be correct one day. John?
That would be Max Scherzer.
Jeremy?
Yes, I believe Max Scherzer.
And Dan?
I know nothing about baseball, so I'm going to say maximum number of eye colors.
Helen, what is the correct answer?
Max Scherzer. Very impressive.
I had him on my fantasy team.
But I also want to give a quarter point to Dan for saying maximum number of eye colors.
Next question. What is the discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Jackie?
King Charles?
John?
His Royal Max?
Jeremy?
I'm going to say Maximum TJ.
And Dan?
Terrence James Max.
Wow.
Helen?
All of you bombed out on this one. It's TK Max for some reason.
Wow.
I'm going to guess that TK stands for the night. Because it's the UK.
Sure.
But good on you, as they say. Good on you for your attempts.
All right, our next group of questions will all have the word fun in their answers, as in Max Fun Drive. Here we go, our first question. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes whether you're enjoying a particular activity? John?
No, I think that would be time flies when you're having fun.
Jackie?
Funhouse timepiece? That's not anything.
Dan?
Fun zone time.
And Jeremy?
I know tempus fugit is time flies, but I don't know when you're having fun in Latin. I didn't get that far.
And Helen?
The answer is time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does fugit also, I've heard.
Yes, depending on where you are.
Yes. you might want to have that looked at. All right, next question. Finish this line in the ad jingle for Slinky. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. John?
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Jackie?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Dan?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Jeremy?
It's fun for girls and boys.
And Helen? We had a lot of variations.
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Never at the same time.
Never at the same time and never in multiples.
No.
It's a joy for a lonely individual.
It's a locker room toy.
Solo toy.
Okay. All right, next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? John?
Chow fun?
I think Jackie might try to answer sincerely this time.
Chow fun. I enjoy beef chow fun.
Dan?
My fun.
And Jeremy?
I'm going to join Team Chow Fun here.
Helen, how do we like that team?
Team Chow Fun wins.
Next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? John?
Fun House?
Jackie?
The Music Man was really fun.
Dan?
Fun Home.
Jeremy?
Yeah, it's not just a fun house. It's a fun home.
Oh, you know what makes it a fun home? Love.
Love.
Helen, what is the correct answer?
The answer is fun home.
That's right, nice. Fun home. All right, next one. A favorite line of Walt Disney was, it's kind of fun to do what? And please state your answer with the phrase, it's kind of fun to do at the start. John?
It's kind of fun to do animation of mice.
Jackie?
It's kind of fun to own your own IP?
Dan?
It's kind of fun to do fun things. It was a tautology, just sort of.
Jeremy?
It's kind of fun to claim credit for everything UB iWorks does for me.
All right, Helen, what's the answer?
True. But actually, the quote was, it's kind of fun to do the impossible, including freezing your body after you die.
All right, time for our final group of questions. These will all have the word drive in their answers, as in...
Jakeith. I think they get it.
What is the common name for the activity of moving a group of bovines from one place to another? Dan?
A cattle drive.
Jeremy?
Believe that's a cattle drive, sir.
John?
Cattle drive.
Jackie?
Yeehaw! Cattle drive.
Woo, doggy. Helen, what's the answer?
The answer is cattle drive.
That's right. Next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Dan?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Jeremy?
Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
John Mo?
I just want to mix it up a little bit. I kind of agree with those guys, but I'll go with Donuts, Death, and Destruction, just for
what I had to say. Rock on! And Jackie?
Is it Diners, Drives, and Drives? Yeah, it's Triple D. There you go.
Helen, what does that Triple D stand for, actually?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but definitely John gets a quarter point for Donuts. Yes.
You know, you can't have any of those without destruction.
Right.
All right. In a vehicle, what is the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Dan?
Drive shaft, he said, pretending he knows anything about this sort of thing.
Jeremy?
Drive shaft.
John?
Drive rod, he said, to be contrary.
And Jackie?
The EDM band Drive Shaft.
And no self-narration?
I got nothing.
All right. Helen, what is the answer?
Drive shaft is the answer.
Next, in computers, what does SSD stand for? Dan?
Standard disk drive.
Jeremy?
I believe it's solid state drive.
John?
Solid state drive.
Jackie?
Solid state drive. If I didn't know that, Andrew Thompson would kill me.
I was just going to mention that as well. Helen, what is it?
You do not need to be killed, Jackie. It's solid state drive.
Oh, thank goodness, Jackie. You live for another day. All right.
Yes.
Last question. Made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after saying, I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Dan?
Now watch this drive.
Jeremy?
Drive to the mall.
John?
Now look at this drive.
And Jackie?
I also think it was drive to the mall.
Yeah. Well, Mall of America is the best mall in the world for our Minnesota friends here. But Helen, what is the actual answer?
Now watch this drive. Hey.
Now, yes. Yes. Although we do know he enjoys a wet seal as much as any other president in our, in our history. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun Drive so important? And why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today?
Look, this is the only thing I got going on right now. So I'm counting on you guys.
Jeremy?
As they say, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I know every show I've had on Max Fun has benefited from being involved in Max Fun.
John?
The show sounds better when you donate. It's just, it's a quality thing. It's just a better show if you're a member.
And Jackie?
Literally supporting something that you get 52 hours of a year should be worth something. And it supports everybody, which is a really cool thing when you're in a network. So... yes.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
Ah, that was musical, everyone.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. And that just leads me to thank everyone who participated in our games today and everyone behind the scenes as well. And of course, thank you for listening and supporting Maximum Fun during the Max Fun Drive. I'm J.K. Van Stratton.
And I'm Helen Hong.
Good night.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.